Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Welcome, glad you could join us. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time, even from the World Economic Forum and their hacking mind control they brag so much about. We can free you from that too. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we live in very precarious times. You heard yesterday Joe Biden's speech. And you heard it about the gun control. Oh my gosh. We got him on 9 lies. Okay. And over on our YouTube channel, we are exposing that. So anyway, I just thought I would mention it to you. The liar in chief. And we're actually going to talk about him today, among others, here on the show with our guest, Dr. Sherry Edwards. And she'll be joining us in just a minute. But first, we got to do some business. Number one, need to know. Let me put it this way. If you don't see the fact that they're closing off our food supply, I'm sorry, but you're not paying attention. All respect intended, but you're not paying attention. It won't be long until we're getting all our food for the government, and you need to get your own storable food so you're not subject to their dictatorial whims. Hey, you want your food? Turn in your gun. Turn in any gun. We don't care, but you're not getting any food until you turn in your gun. So, you need storable food, and storable food's going away too. Most of our competition either sold out to the government or they went out of business, and we have not raised our prices, and we still have sales. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And with roving blackouts, we don't know how long they're going to be. We know they're going to happen across the nation. Are they going to be minutes, hours, days, weeks? We don't know. So you better be prepared to scavenge for water. Putin has also threatened to take down our grid. So you need water filtration. We sell the best in the business, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. You're talking to or listening to the only person selling in the United States right now because they basically sold out. They found a few in the supply chain. They gave them to me to sell. And when they're gone, they're gone. And they, too, have held prices the same, and they have specials. So go to waterwithdave.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I think it's important that you sleep well at night. And you really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about these long pillows or these new just chic pillowcases or the sleepers of the sleepwear? Yes, I'm talking about MyPillow. We're happy to announce a partnership with MyPillow.com/Hodges. And they have all kinds of specials at that site, mypillow.com/Hodges. And the coupon code to save half off is Hodges. And we have a lot of their products, and they are awesome. Well, Dr. Sherry Edwards has been a guest on our show many, many times, and she has really amazed our audience with her analysis using bioacoustic analysis, which is gathering personality traits from voice frequencies, telling the truthfulness of what someone says from the same thing. And today on tap, among others, we're going to be talking about Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, Youngkin. But I believe we're going to start with that scoundrel, Biden. Sherry, been a while. Glad you're back on. Good to talk to you. And look forward to going through this with you.
This is going to be a mind-bending show today. But asking the question, who's behind this? What's behind it? We think we know, and we're going to share.
Okay, so do we want to start with the liar in chief, Joe Biden, who told 9 lies that we've counted yesterday on gun control?
Well, I'd like to step back one step from that and to show people what we can do. In 2012, when they were bringing the bodies back from Benghazi, and there was Hillary and Obama standing there. Oh, it's that film. It's that horrible film. We put it out almost immediately. This is a lie. This is not what's going on. They let that guy go a year and now in jail and ruined his life. And we said all along, this is about some kind of gun running and arms deals. And now it's come out, sure enough. It's Hillary and Obama running guns, going through Benghazi, some kind of missiles, and the whole thing's come out. It's on the internet now. We are able to see who's telling the truth, and who isn't. And with this Durham stuff and Russiagate, we said all along that there was nothing to that, that Hillary made it all up, and she took our playbook from Pelosi. And Pelosi said, we get somebody to say a big lie, like Hillary and Obama, then we get somebody to repeat the lie, like Susan Rice, and then the people don't know who to believe. We keep them in chaos so we can control them. And that's what's happening right now with guns, with vaccinations, with money, with food. They're using scare tactics to keep us in chaos. And I wanted to know how and why, and I started digging. And the first thing that we came across was the Chinese president, XI, I don't know how you pronounce that, and Biden, and we compared their voices. And what we have proven on this show is that people with like vocal prints are doing like things. They're planning the same things. Their perceptions are the same. And I've sent this to you, and you can put it up on your site, with Chinese president and Joe Biden. Their vocal prints are almost identical. Give you just one little piece of it. For Joe Biden, he has a score on F of 90, which means perception and action. These are my thoughts, and this is what I'm going to do. For the Chinese president, his score is 94. They might as well be the same person. They're both looking at the same physical outcomes. And then this says Joe Biden and the president of China is working together on a plan to get something done. And the president of China has the most power in his chart. I'm seeing this as Trader Joe. And just like all the lies he was telling about guns and what was happening, you know, I'd like to make a proposal. Let's go to the halls of Congress. Let's put a big table up front and let's pile all kinds of guns on that table. Now, let's sit down and wait and see how long it's going to take those guns to get up and do something.
I'm not commenting. I don't want the FBI kicking my door in today.
It's crazy what's going on, that Joe Biden is in cahoots with President of China. And we have a professor, Chinese professor, Dai Dongxing, it looks like, Dongshing. And I sent you his file. He was talking in Chinese, and we had to hire an interpreter to give us what he was really saying. But essentially, he was telling the truth, and he says, we are already in control. We control Hunter. We control Joe. We are making the decisions. We are going in. We're exploiting weaknesses, and we are in control now. America will be ours soon. The people are too stupid to see what is going on. And you begin to look at that, and for them to say up on a stage, let's see if I can open it so I can read some of it. Chinese professor, I'm opening my computer. He says, he brags about how Beijing, it has a total sway over Wall Street, Biden's son. He says, Biden is back. Our old game is back. And he says that the proof is that U.S. elites have been working on behalf of China for a very long time. And I'll send you this link. Okay. But he says, Dai said that China used to know people at the top in the financial world. We have a network of China's old friends on Wall Street. We have access and control over D.C. politicians. And that is a quote. Who's running America and who's allowing it to happen?
And these people, I can shed a little light. You mind if I shed a little light? You had Swalwell and his Chinese spy girlfriend. You had Dianne Feinstein, who employed a driver that ended up being a Chinese spy. And that relationship went on for 20 years. And Mitch McConnell, married to former Secretary of Transportation Powell, and her parents they run the six Chinese ports for the Communist Party, and they set good old Mitch McConnell up with his own little Navy trading venture for a value of $25 million to trade throughout Asia. That's just a smattering. And here in Arizona, where I live, our governor, he had a business, or has a business, called Cold Stone Creamery, very successful ice cream place. But his business was in chaos until it went to China. And then he made tons of money. And when he was speaking at the National Governors Association, he being Doug Ducey, the governor, he said, and I quote, "The Chinese really will benefit from rare earth minerals that we in Arizona will love to send them. They need them for their military." I don't know a bigger treasonous statement that could be made, but he made it, and it was public. This is the National Governors Association meeting in New Hampshire in 2017. So, Sherry, that's just a cross-section of how much they own our politicians. And the work I did on the Arizona election, all the fraud connected to it, there were two things that jumped out. One, when I found fraudsters, people who willingly engaged openly in, let's say, election fraud, election theft, they were controlled by one of two sources, George Soros or China. That's what I would say about it. That's my comment on what you just said.
I believe it. And when we started putting some of this stuff out and putting a booklet out about the biggest liars, and we ran across this, our computers got attacked, and a U.S. company allowed a company in China to take my name, to shut down our websites, to shut down our email. So we've had to get extra emails. So people need me. It's just Sherry at vocalprofiling.com or Sherry at soundhealthoptions.com. Find a way to get through to me, even if it's through some of the old websites that are coming up. And if I have an answer to you, it's because it didn't come to me. But right. My name is registered with the U.S. government, and they allowed this company to purchase my name and then use that legal piece of paper to make the hosting company shut me down.
Well, pretty obvious that they don't want you out there exposing their friends and allies.
Well, we have the biggest liar. We have one of the booklets done, and I've sent it to you. You can give it away to people. But it starts out with Benghazi and how we've proven ourselves, and then has all this paperwork about Joe Biden and all these things. When I went back to send this to you originally, most all of it has been distorted. I had to go searching through my email to see who I sent this to so I could get a copy of my own stuff that wasn't distorted. So watch what you get from me. It may not be from me.
Understood.
And I think, I think this thing that Biden's doing right now, they want to disarm us, because when they come and say, "Give us this," we will have nothing to fight with. And that's exactly what's happening in China. Look at how China treats its people. Do you want that? You can't have these children. You must eat this food. You can't go here. You have to stay locked down in your apartment. You can't go anywhere. You can't breathe. You can't have sex. I mean, that's what's going to happen here, people. And a big thing is your health. They're going to destroy your health. Fauci is probably one of the biggest liars in the cosmos, not just our planet. But if you read some of that Peter Daschle or whatever his name is, said, if we can get people to believe this is a problem and we can show them that money's involved, they'll jump in board, and then we can rape everybody for every penny they have and threaten them with their health. This is despicable. It's vile. There isn't a dirty enough word in the English language to describe what Biden and Fauci are doing.
Yeah. Do you get any indication? I know this wasn't on our list to talk about, but do you get any indication that they're going to force another pandemic on us?
Absolutely. And that's why we are working so hard. I just decoded the Chinese strand of the virus. And I'll give you the frequencies right now, people. The frequency that's going to come at you is 16.24 or any multiple thereof. And it is a separate thing in China above corona and COVID and all that. And we have put up a system where you can go get your vocal print done for free. It's called countervailing. So go to soundhealthportal.com, choose services, choose campaign countervailing, and it has all of these strains of flu, including this Chinese flu. We're getting a lot of feedback that it is this ancient strain of the plague flu that somebody is thrown out there, and we're getting vocal prints from all over the world, especially California. We're getting a lot there that somebody has released this in California, and it's deliberately making people sick because this is a really old strain that they had to sequester so it couldn't get out anywhere, and it's out, people. But if you get your vocal print done, it'll tell you what you need. If we're working for quercetin, and the other one that's really helpful is, Citracidal. You can get that in grapefruit seed extract. Not grape, grapefruit seed extract. It's all over Amazon right now. The citracidal is not allowing the pathogens to attach to your cells. So get a supply, get it on hand. I don't own any part of the company. I just know mathematically from what we've been able to prove over the years that that will help mitigate what they're trying to do to you.
Okay. All right. So let's go to some of the people that we were going to talk about. We have a list here. Let's start with DeSantis. What do you have on him? What do we know from him from his vocal print?
From DeSantis and Abbott, kind of the same thing. Now, DeSantis got up and he was saying all kinds of things about Biden. He made the statement that if Biden had got in there and done nothing, we would be better off. That Biden is deliberately destroying the country from the inside out. And I'm seeing that in what Biden is saying about gasoline prices, and that inflation is good for you. You should love feeling all this misery. I need to tell you something about that misery in a second. But when you look at DeSantis and Abbott, they are very much the same in what's going on with them. Both of them have a great deal of naivete, and that indicates to me that they are not plugged in to the right people for them to be able to do anything. They love the people. They are going to work for the people. Especially DeSantis is going to come out with words and things that he thinks really going to help people. But he has such a large octave of naive, especially when it comes to talking. He's not plugged in to anybody that's going to help him. And I didn't realize even what that meant. He and Abbott both, they have good ideas, but they don't have people behind them like Soros and people with all of this money and China trying to ram all this stuff down your throat. So if either one of them run and win, it's going to be a hard battle, and it's going to be the people that make the difference. Look at this silly Stacey Abrams, where Soros just gave her $1 million. Stacey Abrams and Kamala Harris are very much alike. I have an idea, and it's going to be my way, and you're going to shut up and take it. But when we look at DeSantis, let's go with what it says. If you ever had to lie to see justice done, you doubt you do it because your sense of justice does not always jive with the law. Many people need to get up and deal with that. Look at what they did with this Durham trial. They had all kinds of evidence against him and against Hillary, and they found him not guilty.
Yeah.
They did jury nullification. They just decided that the law didn't count anymore, that they were going to do what they wanted to do, what they've been told to do, what they've been paid to do. And one of the jurors said, it should not have been brought in the first place. Lying to the FBI is nothing. They shouldn't even have brought it to trial. But I think why Durham brought it to trial was so he could bring out all the information and expose Hillary. And she's one of the biggest liars. Right in our big book, The Biggest Liars, she's right up front.
Yeah, well, one thing I found out was that the jury was made up of Clinton donors, and
yes,
the judge was Clinton friendly. So yeah, that what you're telling me is not surprising, because it kind of bears out what we know. But I want to go back to DeSantis for a minute. Do you think at the end of the day he is sincere?
I think he's sincere, but I don't think he knows exactly which way to jump. He wants to jump towards supporting the people, but he's not getting his support from that side. So he's going to be torn in what's going on. It's not egotistical at all, but he loves and cares about people. And when you look at his vocal print, it's mostly blue, which means I care about the people. When you look at Biden's vocal print, it's mostly green. I have a plan. I'm going to follow the plan. I'm going to take my self-worth from the plan, and you're going to do what I tell you.
Uh-huh.
We have classes to teach people to do this. I'll send them the link, or I'll send you the link so they can go on. Or I'll even create a new class for people so they can ask questions and it'll be live. People need to know this information. Your voice doesn't tell you anything that other people really aren't seeing. They're just too cautious to confront you with it. We just confirm what you already think. This is a tool. This is a solution to finding out who's lying to you, why they're lying to you, and we're offering it for free. And we really have people yelling at us and saying, you know, I can get this much money for that computer program. Well, let them go create their own computer program. It's too important to the people not to just give this to them and say, this is how you can tell who's lying to you so you can have a strong foundation to take your next step.
You know, I know there's the concept called reverse speech, and that if you reverse speech many times, you'll get the truth coming back. Like I remember one time when Bill Clinton was reversed on Monica Lewinsky, and it came back and he said in reverse, she's a great kisser. And the thing about reverse speech, and I do think it's accurate, it's proven its worth, but what I like about your approach better is that it's more inclusive. You break down psychological traits and score them based on the frequency of someone's voice, and it's proven to be very, very accurate. You think DeSantis is naive? Is that really what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, and he doesn't have enough support of the people who want the best for everybody. Anybody approaching him and supporting him is probably saying, we can give you this if you'll do that to the people. And he's refused all along.
Right.
I love reverse speech. I think it's how some psychic ability happens. I went to David's table at some affair someplace, and I said, tell me about reverse speech, because I was loving that concept. And he said, well, tell me something about your favorite number, but don't name the number. And so I said to him in his little recording, I don't think I want to talk to you about my favorite number. And reverse speech, which is like a reverse song you've heard about in history, reverse speech, it said, 7 is my favorite number. It's astounding. I think people hear both the words frontwards and backwards, but they don't know how to react to it. They don't have anything to prove that this is how they got the information. With this computer program, it gives you a printout. You can see exactly, and you can confront the person and say, this is what you're thinking. This is where your perceptions are. You're not for the people. You're just a manipulator. Go away and don't talk to me, because I'm not interested in being miserable so you can make more money on your stock for electric cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a whole different ballgame. Well, it's a shame that that DeSantis is coming in as naive, but the reality is his positions. I mean, yesterday or 2 days ago, he announced that he wasn't going to sign a bill that would give the Tampa Bay Rays Major League Baseball team $35 million towards their practice facility. And the reason is because they came out with this anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment rhetoric. And he says, I'm not doing that. You attack the Constitution, we're not going to support you. And he did the same thing with Disney, effectively. And he's banned sexualizing kids in school. So, I mean, he's done a lot of really noble things. And it's unfortunate that he doesn't have the support around him, because I think his heart's in the right place. Let's go to Greg Abbott. I have mixed feelings about Governor Abbott from Texas. What did you find?
Let me open his. One, I think people see him as weak. And he doesn't have all of the support for the people. He wants support for information and doing the right thing, but not necessarily for doing it for the people. He doesn't have a whole lot of blue in his chart, but he shares the very first sentence with DeSantis. If you ever had a lie to see justice done, you'd do it, because your sense of justice does not always jive with the law. And when you look at that, it's a C-sharp note, and his C-sharp is all in naive. 42 is normal, and his score there is 64. So he wants justice, but he's a bit naive about who's going to support him and what's going to happen. If DeSantis decides to run, he's going to have somebody behind him that people trust, and whether that's Trump or whatever. But look at how they've tried to destroy Trump. There has to be something more, maybe Musk behind him. Somebody other than who's up there now doling out the cash, like Soros.
Yeah, it's difficult to find a candidate who is not entrapped by this group. They're not bribed. I gave a few examples. I could have given you 50. So you're absolutely right about that. I have concerns about Abbott's relationship with China. Do you have anything that would indicate that my concern is valid?
Not unless I had him talking about China, and I will go looking for that. Now, right now, while we're on the air, and I'm trying to open pieces of information, I just tried to open Greg Abbott, and Youngkin came up. I tried to open Greg Abbott, and, well, there's Youngkin come up again. Nothing. This is what's been the matter with our computers all morning. Open, move, Maxon. Okay, finally it's come up. But somebody, we have a special IT guy comes and checks his computer. But now it finally came up. Okay, Abbott is torn between intellectual, what should be done by words and plans, and he also, he's very much wants to support physical things, to protect physical property and have a plan for physical property. He has a lot of naive also, but he has many, much more control issues, much more ego issues than DeSantis does. Let me see if I can go down and read a bit of what is going on with his stuff. Your highest notes associated with the expression of what you consider to be your physical domain. Having physical control over your environment resides with this note. And you can see what he's been doing with the illegals and putting up the fence and putting in the police there. He's very concerned about something physical in what's going on. But I think people perceive him as weak. I love it that he's sending busloads of illegals to Washington, D.C. I think that's a very creative way to do it. But what about these people? What are they going to do when they get there? Are they making any provisions whatsoever? I see these government people using the little people as just pawns in their game of who can get the most control.
Well, I said something a few months ago when I discovered what Biden was doing with transporting illegals, and I said, you know what, the governors of these states ought to just send them to Delaware and turn them loose on Biden Street. And
yes.
And interestingly, last week DeSantis announced that that's what he's going to do. Nice to know he reads the Common Sense Show. But I really did say that. And then DeSantis fired back with that. Yeah, the disgusting times we live in here. I have real concerns about Abbott with regard to China, though. And we'll need to work on that. I see him kind of in the same vein as I see our governor, Doug Ducey. What about Glenn Youngkin? I get mixed reports on Governor Youngkin from Virginia.
Okay, I'll open Youngkin. I have to make it bigger here. It's coming up the size of a postage stamp, the whole thing. This is just really crazy. He has a lot of naive, too. His highest score is 213 on naive and what he can do for the people. I don't know if he's been given the wrong information. Here comes his report. You have high ideals and expect the same of others. Your reputation is important to you. It looks like he's not been given enough information to do a good job. Says he can be fussy about his physical space, where Abbott just wants to control physical space. It says Youngkin is fussy about his physical space, but he's just not been given enough information to do a job. So people are keeping him in the dark, holding him back. I love what he's saying about people and schools. But it looks like he just doesn't have enough clout to get it all done. I love what Stacey Abrams is saying about abortion, that it should be a personal decision. But she and Kamala Harris are just horrid. And my way, or get out of my way, or I'll have you done in. It's just, you better stay out of my way, because I know how this ought to be done. And that's what's going to happen. So they're all working from the same thing of, I have an idea, and you're going to eat it. No matter what, you're going to eat it.
Well, I feel that, well, Youngkin was a member of the Carlyle Group, and they're the ones like do things like start wars in Iraq. And, you know, he quit, and he had some dispute with him. I think he lost a lot of money, if I remember correctly. But if he was a member of the Carlyle Group today, I would say he's bad, bad news. But he's come in and he's done a few things for the people. Not quite as much as I'd hoped he had done with their out-of-control schools, like the Loudoun County School Board that covered up two rapes, and their inaction against the perpetrator led to the second rape. And now they're trying to kill the investigation. And it's crazy. It truly is nuts. What else have you looked at in terms of topics or people?
Well, it looks like they're trying to recreate history. Look at this stupid Biden speech and what he's saying really happened and what he did. It's just not true. They ought to write a book about Biden, the biggest liar, the biggest liar.
Yeah.
And throw Pelosi right in there too, because she put together a whole system for their party about how we can get lies approved and how we can change history and make people think we're the good guys. So we're working really hard to put classes together for people, to show people how to tell what's going on, to give them the tools and the solutions for what's happening. I think this thing with gas prices is one of the most vile things I have seen in such a long time. They want their stock for electric cars to go up, but they also want to control supply chain by making diesel $8 or $9 a gallon so they can shut down the truckers. And they can start to control you with food. Give me your gun or you will not eat today. Your children will not eat if you don't give up your guns. Do it my way or suffer. And they seem to be reveling in the misery that they're causing. I can't understand why people let this go on. Why isn't Hillary in jail? Why is it okay for one person to lie to the FBI but not the next? And I see this as really starting from Obama. Well, really, back to Bush. Bush and his people, he tried to be all peaceful. But look at some of the people with Bush. They loved war. They made money with war. And look at Fauci. They were making money from your misery. We have to go to grassroots, just like you say. Get rid of all of them and start over. And people, I will help you all I can to determine who's telling you the truth. Who's on your side?
Have you looked at anybody and you just said on a national scale that this person is really on our side?
Yes, Ron Paul.
But he's inactive. He's retired.
That's right. But when he was up there, he was on our side. Barbara Lou Fisher, the head of the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, she's on our side. Rand Paul, to a certain extent, but he's been threatened. Tucker Carlson, but he's been threatened. They've threatened his family. They threatened him and it didn't do any good. But they threatened his entire family, but he's still out there trying.
Uh-huh. Who else? I was
trying to think of the good people.
They need to be out.
We have a whole section in our book that we're going to give you called The Truth Tellers, and we can look at it. And some people are just telling half the truth, like Stormy Daniels. She was only telling like half the truth, and we can show you and pinpoint this is how you tell a half truth. And then you look at people like his lawyer, what's his name, Avenatti or something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was just a slime ball from the beginning. So if we can show you examples of how people are lying, Peter Ducey can get up there and have ammunition against Biden and go directly for the throat, because we have it on a printout what his real vulnerability is when Biden is lying. Biden just wants things his way, and people who are controlling Biden are controlling him through his children. We have one vocal print of his where he's begging somebody to let his wife go. And you know what's happening with Hunter, where he's saying nothing is going on. That's all been proven false. Hunter is totally guilty. And what is the Bobulinski guy? He was telling the truth. He got up there and he said, I was working with Hunter. We were working with Joe. This is what really happened with Ukraine and China. Bobulinski is telling the truth. He's another truth teller of what's going on. Another one was that Jonathan Gruber. He was in the Obama administration, and he got up and said, you people, you dumb people, are too stupid and too dumb to know what you need or know what you want. So we're going to tell you, and you're going to eat Obamacare, like it or not. And he was telling the truth.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I just look at these people as a den of liars. Have you ever done Hunter Biden?
Oh, yes.
What did you find?
That he's not telling the truth, number one, but more than that, he's bragging that somebody has promised him absolute protection from any and everything that he has done. Look at what's online about what he's done and some of the pictures, and he's guilty. He and his father Joe raped different countries, raped their government, and somebody's behind them and promised them that there will be no repercussions. So he's being controlled through, we will protect you and your family. It's not about money for Biden or Hunter, either one. It's about, we will support your legacy. We will see that you go down as an important person. You know, I'd like to say something about this $10,000 Biden's giving all these kids off their student loan. I want Congress to dictate that $10,000 a piece comes out of Biden's personal bank account. Let Biden pay for his own promises and quit using my money.
Yeah, well, all he's doing is buying votes. It's just thoroughly disgusting. When you've done voice analysis of these government officials, in your mind, who poses the greatest threat to America?
Wow. Actually, the judiciary and the people who won't act. Look at Schumer, stood up there and said, I have seen the evidence of Russiagate. Did he? He couldn't have. There isn't any.
Yeah, he lied.
He's still in Congress. A lie should get you booted out. And there should be some law. So it's the people who will not act, the inactive people, they're the biggest threat. Now, look at what happened with, is it Schumer? No, I forget his name. Starts with S. Where he lied to the FBI. And he got nothing, but was it Flynn who lied? And he got years in jail. And this big crock, January 6th, somebody can loot and burn and destroy businesses, and Kamala will bail him out of jail.
Yeah, I know,
but
I know. Well, the Attorney General said in his confirmation hearing, Garland said he was asked what he thought about the terrorism qualities of BLM and Antifa. And he said, well, if they're doing this after 5 p.m., it's not terrorism, it's a protest. And I almost fell out of my chair when I heard this. So you're right, they do enable that. And on January 6th, we still have people for trespassing, no more than trespassing. They're still being held in inhumane conditions. They don't have access to their lawyers. It's the gulag. It's the Washington, D.C. gulag. absolutely disgusting. But I want to go back, and I'm talking strictly about your research findings. The greatest threat to the American people, in your mind, from what you've discovered from your research, is whom?
A person. Somebody you don't trust. I think Biden is right at the top. And I think Biden and Obama need to share the whole shebang.
Yeah, I know you've exposed the fact that Obama is involved with Biden, and then their vocal prints are very identical. So I tend to agree with you. There are the people behind the curtain, but we should try to run down Susan Rice. I don't even know where we get a recording of her. But every report I get says Biden and Susan Rice are telling Biden what to do.
I will look into that, but more than anything else, what Rice is just repeating what somebody told her to say, much like that Jen Psaki. She's nothing but a puppet. And I have all of the Benghazi papers where she went out on that Sunday jag and talked about this. The words in her mouth were identical to what Hillary and Obama were saying, and it was all BS.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
I'll put her in the notes.
Okay, because that would be good to do, because she clearly is a national security threat, too. She lies every time she gets up there. I mean, because she's gone now to MSNBC. How fitting for that. Because that's where she belongs. But I look at this. You know who we ought to do to is Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, who took Cuomo's place when he resigned.
Yeah,
and she's worse than he is.
Yeah, I did her. I'm trying to remember. I'm not at that computer, but it seemed to me that she was just being. She was. And my image of her was she was in handcuffs and somebody else was telling her what to say and she better do it their way.
Yeah, well, she's perpetrated fraud and medical treatment. Oh, before we give you any medical treatment for COVID, if you're white, go to the end of the line. I mean, that actually happened, and it took a court action to undo that. She is totally despicable. Totally despicable.
Look and at how many people
she's running
have
against
died.
Lee Zeldin, who's ahead of her by 23 points, but with cheating in elections, you never know.
Look at how many people have died because of Fauci's lies that Biden backed up and these governors who've been bought off. How many of your family have died, been maimed, getting sick, getting sicker? I just wrote an article about how these shots really destroy your stem cells and don't allow your stem cells to regenerate. And we've written an article and antidotes, and we've also, Jill Madsen, one of our favorite people, has written a song with all the frequencies in it that you need, and we sent it to Dave to give a copy to everyone so that you can play the music and get the antidotes to what the COVID's doing to your stem cells. Please go to his site and grab a copy of this.
Yeah, we're going to put it up on the website when we post this interview. That's interesting, but I'm not surprised because the rage in medical research right now are frequency applications to health. The problem is Big Pharma is suppressing it because they don't own it.
Well, they filed patents on my stuff, and I've said, the more you try to screw people with this, the more I'm going to give away to everybody. And that's why our beginning classes are free. We have places where people can go look at their vocal print for free. And I said, I'm not going to allow you to screw the people based on my work. I'm going to give it away. So if anybody wants to take our courses, soundhealthportal.com, soundhealthoptions.com, sign up, and if you think you don't have a way to sign up, get in touch with me, and we'll make a way for it to happen for you, because we need a bioacoustic center in every community, in every family, if we're going to fight this.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. How can people take advantage of what you offer with regard to training?
SoundHealthPortal.com, and we have a new course on there where they can give us a vocal print and they can use something called biomarkers. And biomarkers will allow them to dig down to the root cause of why they have what they have. Just had a lady came in who had diabetes, and the real issue was her liver. Her insulin resistance was what was causing the diabetes. So this computer program will tell you that, and we are allowing everybody access to it. You sign up for a subscription. They give the first 2 weeks for free, and then it's $20. $20 a month to go in there every day and see what you need. What's your nutrition? What's your muscles? Why do you have a disease? Why is your nerves deteriorating? We are making that free to everyone.
That's really good. I mean, it's something that people could do themselves. I didn't know that Big Pharma came in and filed patents on your work. Can you talk about that?
Google, MIT, I can't remember all five of them, but they've filed patents in a slightly different direction. What we did was take 30 years worth of information and see everybody had a heart attack, what made them had a heart attack. And if we look at Mayo Clinic, they have all these doctors that are working on this. We don't have that. We just have our big database and my head to create all of these, to look at what's happening and run it through my ears, which are mutated, and that's how all this started. We'll send you that information about how my mutated ears created a new protocol of medicine. Math is medicine. I'll give you one little story. There was these people up in space, the Russians, and one of them had an irregular heart. And people got in touch with me and said, can you do anything? I said, well, what do they have up there? I know the frequencies to put the heart back into rhythm. We figured that out. What can we do here? They had everything they needed to give the guy back the frequencies to put his heart back in sync, and by the time he got back down to earth, he was well. Well, his heart wasn't arrhythmic. So that's the kind of thing that we can do. And usually we get everything that the doctors can't do. We talked to a girl this morning that she has some kind of rare skeletal disease that causes her to have blood clots, and they're just saying to her, live with it, we don't know what to do. Well, I took her print this afternoon and we're going to figure out what to do so she doesn't have to put up with that anymore. There's many people doing this research, and there's enough sick people to go around, but I'm the ace in the hole because I can hear when something works and they can't pick that up on their machines or whatever.
Well, that's really admirable. It truly is.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm having allergy fits today, and I had a coughing fit, so I put on the cough button. But anyway, what I'd like to know again is, I know the Chinese stole your website. So, is your website up and active? Do you have one?
It is. We're kind of going around it. But I think what's really happening, one, they shut it down, and two, I think anything that goes to us, a copy goes to them. So we do have a new website we're just putting up today, Bioacoustic Solutions. And so we're putting a lot of information there.
Okay. Bioacousticsolutions.com?
I think it's .net.
.net, okay. All right, let me make a note of this. I'll check it out, and then I'll post it on the website. Because people are going to want to have this, and they want to have access to this.
Please send me your vocal print while you're having a sneezing fit. You know what we can do, what we've helped you with already.
I know.
Can help these allergies.
I know, and I will. We're just about out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We've been joined by Dr. Sherry Edwards. in her bioacoustic technology. Pretty interesting stuff here, and it's interesting she's being attacked by both Big Pharma and the Chinese. That tells you this is accurate. Sherry, we're flat out of time. We got to run, but we'll post this all to the website in a couple of days. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure
to share.
Take care.